one voice for freedom, and as a Canadian, we care for freedom for people all over, from Palestine to Venezuela, from Palestine to Bolivia, to Cuba, to Latin America, to Turtle Island, to the native people everywhere. So please help me welcoming a dear brother and community leader who will be speaking not only on behalf of Palestine House, he'll be speaking on behalf of all Arab and Muslim organizations, and I'm sure he'll be speaking on all behalf all of us, brother Dr. Atif Komorsi.
Thank you for coming. Thank you, Mr. Trump, for bringing us together for all the world to stand, to affirm our solidarity with the Palestinian people in their struggle for justice, for freedom, and for dignity for all of us. Thank you, Mr. Trump, for isolating the United States, that stands alone today with only three small islands and away from 80% of 90% of the world. Trump is alone, and we are with the people of justice and people of dignity and people who stand for the human rights of everyone. Thank you, Mr. Trump, for making a mockery of international law. Thank you for standing in the way of six major United Nations Security Council resolutions. 252, 467, 475, 2334, all calling that Jerusalem is the capital of Palestine. Yeah. That Jerusalem has a special status. It's for all religions. It's not a monopoly of one. That Jerusalem is the unity of the Palestinian people. It's the expression of their nationhood, and they will not surrender it. Thank you, Mr. Trump, for raining bombs on the people of Yemen and Gaza. Thank you, Mr. Trump, for being the major armed dealer who is selling arms to sow destruction and bloodshed. Thank you, Canada, for not going with the Trump's position. Yes. But thanks, no thanks, for Canada being on the side that remains the same as Harper's government malicious positions on Palestine. Human rights are universal. They're indivisible. If they're good for the Rohingyas, if they're good for the Kosovo people, they must be good for the Palestinians.
Yes.
And they are part of the Canadian human rights. We cannot be free in Canada if the Palestinians are not free. Human rights are universal. They have no color, no religion, no race. They are one, indivisible, and we are all free, and we are all together, because we cannot be one free and not another free. We are together, united. We will be always victorious, because right and justice are always victorious. Thank you.